Hi, I'm James Abrams.
And I'm John Abrams.
And we're the Abrams Brothers. And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Please support community radio.
Do you love playing board games? Are you looking for a place on campus to make friends in a relaxed environment? Look no further than Queen's Board Game Club. Join us for weekly Thursday game nights on campus and follow our Instagram at Queen's Board Game Club for more details.
Every day you hear something new on CFRC. Can you keep up? You need a weekly recap. Catch up with What's Climbing Friday mornings at 10. The Charts on CFRC.
Hi, I'm Alan Cross. You may know me as the guy who does the ongoing history of new music. You're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Wouldn't it be wonderful if you could borrow a musical instrument free of charge, just like you can borrow books from your local library? We think so too. That's why the Joe Chitlin Memorial Musical Instrument Lending Library, also known as Joe's Mill, has been lending guitars, keyboards, saxophones, and many other instruments to the Kingston community free of charge for almost 20 years. We are a registered charity, relying solely on the generosity of our community to donate their time, money, and instruments to keep this amazing service alive. Find us at www.joesmill.org or Joe's Mill on Facebook for more information on borrowing instruments or contributing to Joe's Mill.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
When I say beat, you say banter. Beat. Beat.
Every Thursday at 1 on
the
CFRC for your special time with your favorite nuclear family.
My name is Aiden.
And this is Ella.
And you're listening to The Only Show.
Beat Banter.
On CFRC Radio.
Beat.
Banter.
We are
Melon.
Collie.
Caravan.
You're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
And welcome back. You're tuned into CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. For those of you listening in on the web, we are located in the lower level of Carruthers Hall on the beautiful Queen's campus. My name is May, and you are tuned into The Mood with May. And this is my first episode back from the summer. I'm so excited to be here. It's been way too long since I've been live on air in the studio. To everybody out there, I hope you had an amazing summer. I hope you are ready to start school if you're a student or ready to get into the fall weather, because I know I am. Fall is my favorite season. I am so excited to see campus with the leaves falling, a little bit of a chill in the air after all of these heat waves. Oh my God, what was going on this summer? I'm so excited for the fall. And I had an amazing summer, lots of concerts, lots of memorable people and places and things, but there's no place like home, as Dorothy says in The Wizard of Oz. So to get into, I guess, my summer, because today's episode is a summer in review, so much happened. I had the absolute incredible opportunity to intern at Universal Music in Liberty Village downtown. So that was kind of everything that I did. I was there from 9 to 5 every day, 2-hour commute in, 2-hour commute out. But I honestly never got tired of it. I never was overly, I guess, exhausted by my work, which is a good thing. Every day I kind of showed up and I was so pumped to be there and be in that environment and, you know, be surrounded by so many creative, amazing, talented people. And it sounds like I'm hyping them up, and I am, but also I'm not, because they're all amazing. And I don't know what to tell you. Yeah, I got to work in radio promotions, which is not a far fetch from where I am right now. Working on the commercial side is super fun. got to go to concerts. I went to concerts with a bunch of my coworkers. And that's one thing I will say is that working anywhere, I feel like it's always great to make some friends and, you know, have somebody that you can talk to about, like, oh, like, this is what's going on, and have somebody just understand that part of your life and be able to talk to them more casually. And I was lucky to have a couple of those people on my team and in the company. So this is a shout out to Marissa and Ananda, because you guys are amazing, and everybody else at the office. My team was awesome. And now I'm gone for the summer, and I was told to drop out. So I'm assuming that everybody liked me. What can I say? And then I have, yeah, this is my last year of university. I took a fifth year. So I am going to hopefully be heading back to Toronto after I finish up in Kingston at the end of April. But we'll see. But for now, you have 8 months of me. Wednesday mornings, 10 a.m. Hopefully I'll be able to keep the same slot next term. We'll see how my classes play out. I guess to get into the music, because, you know what, I love a yap session, but it's been 6 minutes into the hour. I'm going to play some songs that I guess are benchmarks of my summer, really speak to some of my experiences that I had. So the first song is by Lights. This is a lovely Canadian artist. I've played her on The Mood With May previously. I played her on my other show, What's Brewing, previously. This is off of her new album, A6, that came out right at the, like, end of spring, beginning of summer. And Lights was actually an artist that we worked at Universal. So I had the wonderful opportunity to meet her and see her concert at History with King Mala, who is one of my favorite artists ever that I listened to in high school. And that was just really a full circle moment for me. And that was really awesome and amazing. And this is Damage off of A6. And then after that, we have Embers by Aesanabi. Aesanabi is another wonderful Indigenous Canadian artist. He also just put out an album, and I got to go to the album release party for that, which was also incredible. This is off of Edge of the Earth. And the final song that I'll be playing is Cast No Shadow by Oasis, because I did buy Oasis tickets day of for the Monday show. So I literally was at work, bought tickets with my coworker. We went to her apartment. She lent me clothes because I was wearing office attire the one time that I didn't go to work casual. And we went to Oasis, and then I had the long commute back to Whitby from Downsview Airport. So if you braved the Downsview Airport commute and you didn't stay in downtown Toronto, props to you. This goes out to you. But to start it off, Damage by Lights right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May.
Thank you. ask me to remember the good with the bad. Even if this ember is all that we have, you tell me to remember, even when it's colder, even if this ember begins to smolder. People change, we're not meant to stay the same. Our hearts break, honey, that is how they're made. Sirens ring, feeling of the night, singing us to shipwreck, your heart clinging to the light. Turning back to get stuck living in the past, when we know this ember is all that we have. I ask you to remember just what it's like to live, even if this ember is all. Of tonight, singing us to shipwreck, your heart clinging to the light. Sirens ring, feeling of the night, blessing in the rain. Now I'm clinging to the light. Fire to an ember leaves us clinging to the light.
Stop.
Welcome back. You just finished listening to Oasis with Cast No Shadow. Before that, we had Asanabi with Embers. And at the top of that set, we had Damage by Lights right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. CFRC.ca. This is The Mood with May. And we are about 20 minutes through the hour, which is great because I only got through my first set. We are currently doing a summer in review. So for those of you who don't know, I've been a programmer here since my second year. So I'm going into my third or fourth year at the station. I'm going into my fourth year at the station. I've had 3 years tenure. I've been doing my summer in review because I had the summer off. I was working downtown. I was very busy and it was a conflict of interest with my job. So had to leave the station behind for a little bit, but we're getting right back into it. This is the first show back from the summer. I'm excited to start the semester. I had some classes yesterday. I don't have any class today, thankfully. And then classes tomorrow. I work Friday. And then I'm gone for a concert on the weekend, funny enough. But we'll get into that later. Coming up next, I have a few new songs. One artist that's new to me. And then two artists that I love that have put out new music and are hinting or have announced, I guess, albums coming out either in September or October. So first off, we have this artist called Aurat. This is an artist out of LA, I believe, and they do, well, it's a group that does more of a goth industrial sort of sounding music. And for those of you who have tuned in before, you know that I love finding not only new artists in different languages, but new artists in the goth scene, because it is still alive and well, contrary to what some people believe. This is a song that I don't know how to pronounce truthfully, but it came out as a dual single October 24th, 2019. So if you go to your streaming service of choice or YouTube or whatever you use to find and listen to music, Aura is spelled A-U-R-A-T. And they do all of their songs in Urdu, which is also super fun. After that, we have the new Florence and the Machine, and I know that Florence is a bigger artist and I try to steer away, but I just played Oasis, so I think I get a pass for today. This is off of the new album, also titled Everybody Scream. This is a really fun track because I got to work on this at work, hear about the project, and kind of just like send it out to radio. I don't know. I did all like some of the menial tasks behind it in terms of radio. The radio edit is out there. I made one and they didn't take it because they asked us for a radio edit, and then they were like, actually, we made one already. Here you go. So I was like so close to having my edit on GarageBand be the radio edit for Everybody Scream by Florence and the Machine. I'm going to play the full 4 minutes and 5 seconds because this is community radio and I can do that. Shout out to Eric, who said that this is a song that I would be playing in its full 4 minutes and 5 seconds of glory. And then after that, I have one of my absolute favorite bands on the Canadian scene. If you've listened to the show before, either this one or What's Brewing, you know that I'm a huge fangirl. I've interviewed them, and they just make really like intense, both lyrically and sonically. What am I saying? They make really good music, and it's very well done. It's sort of like eclectic indie with folk elements, but then there's a little bit of like electronic in there. This is Afternoon Bike Ride. Their lead singer and lyricist, Leah Curry, also put out an album at the end of summer last year that I played a lot. It was probably one of my favorite albums of 2024. And then their album Gloss Over is probably one of my favorite albums of 2023. Their album is coming out September 19th. So you'll be hearing more about them from me closer to then. I'm going to try and get an interview with them. We'll see how that goes. I'm also seeing them on tour in November. Sadly, they're not coming to Kingston, but if you're in Montreal or in Toronto in and around November 19th, I believe, you should totally see them. They're amazing. They're playing the Baby G in Toronto, which is a great venue. That's all I have to say about them. This is their track, Abigail. This is the second single off of their upcoming album. So without further ado, we're going to kick things off with Aurette right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. Thank you.
meet her back at this place. She gives me everything, I feel no pain. I break down, get up, and do it all again. Because it's never enough, and she makes me feel loved. I can come here and scream as loud as
time. You move freely. Follow now.
And you just finished listening to Abigail by Afternoon Bike Ride. Before that, we had the new Florence and the Machine, Everybody Scream, in anticipation of her album upcoming on October 31st, because she is one of the witchy women. So it only makes sense to put the album out on Halloween. And at the very top of that set, a song by Aurat, which I don't know how to pronounce because it's written in Urdu, but I strongly recommend you check them out if you enjoyed that song. And it's the double single. That is both songs are in Urdu. So I'm not even going to try. I'm so sorry. I'm going to butcher it. Coming up next, we have a few new songs, a few songs from concerts that I went to over the summer. I'm very excited to talk about that. But before we get into it, I would just like to say I'm so excited to be back at CFRC, and, you know, spending 4 months away from the station really tells me how much I care about it and how much it means to me, because 4 months away and coming back was the best part of my summer, honestly. I love going to concerts. I love being in Toronto and being in the center of everything. But nothing is as fulfilling as coming on air and talking about whatever random thing is on my mind that day, or whatever random theme or mood or genre I'm talking about on air. And you know what? If you're a student and you're listening in, or if you're not a student and you're listening in, and this sounds like something you might like, you should fill out our form online, cfrc.ca. Come hang out with us. Come spin your favorite music on air and talk about your day. And I don't know, it's really cool. You get to connect with artists and you get to be a part of the music community. And if you're somebody like myself, where I'm not particularly musically talented beyond, you know, a karaoke night at Mansion, which I'll be there, so if you want to come hang out. But beyond a karaoke night, I don't have any sort of musical inclination. And the best thing that I can do, in my opinion, is support musicians by playing their music on air and giving them a little bit of exposure. And also, I just enjoy it. So if that sounds like you or something you might like, cfrc.ca, you can find our form online. Come hang out at the station. And we have air conditioning. So when that September heat wave hits, we're in a basement and we have air conditioning. That's always a plus. Coming up next, we have a few artists that I saw in concert / I'm going to see in concert this weekend, ? We're going to kick things off with the new track by Alabama Shakes, who I'm seeing on Saturday, September 6th at Bud Stage. I'm so excited. I've been looking forward to this concert for the entire summer, because I think we bought tickets in February or March or whenever the pre-sale went out. It's going to be a great time. And for those of you who haven't listened to Alabama Shakes yet, I strongly, strongly recommend it. After that, we have She Looked Like Me by Magdalena Bay. This is sort of, I guess, electronic indie, like electro pop artist. Very much in the zeitgeist as of recent. They played History in May, and I got to go see them with my partner, as well as the host of Whiplash, Aaron, who is a very close and wonderful friend of mine. And that was a grand old time. History is a good venue for what it is. It's GA, and you get pretty close to the stage pretty easily. Like, I think we got there around when doors opened and we still got a pretty good view, which I'm really grateful for. So this is She Looked Like Me off of Imaginal Disc, which is the album that they were touring. And then we're going to close things off for that set with Time of Dying by 3 Days Grace. This is a classic. I'm very grateful for the fact that I got to see them in concert at Bud Stage. They were co-headlining with Volbeat, which was an artist under the label that I worked at. So I was able to get tickets to go see Volbeat. But really 3 days grace. I've wanted to see them for so long. I tried to convince my brother to go with me a couple years, I think it was before I even started university, they were playing in Oshawa, and I was like, we need to go, and he was like, I don't want to go, and I was like, you suck. But I didn't go myself because I was a child. I was a baby comparatively to now. So I finally got to see them with my coworker Ananda, and Ananda is amazing. Yeah, I miss her so much. I miss being in the office simply because I have like so many friends that I'm now like, oh, I don't get to have coffee with you and see you every morning and talk while I'm doing my work. So hopefully I will see them soon enough. They're planning on coming to visit in Kingston and maybe popping into the station. But without further ado, we're going to get into it with Alabama Shakes, Another Life, right here on The Mood with May, CFRC 101.9 FM. I hope you enjoy.
Hello. Down the land, over the waves, two kids and a military. Turn the town, we'll change the name. That love born to marry. Cross the heights, crossing the earth. 1 year, then a baby's carried. Grows up young, screams and grams. Bang, bang, and it's customary.
And that was 3 Days Grace with Time of Dying right here on CFRC 101.9 FM. This is The Mood with May. We're heading into our last few songs of the hour. So I guess I'll stop yapping so I can fit those in. It's a hard task. Before 3 Days Grace, we had Magdalena Bay, She Looked Like Me, off of their 2024 album Imaginal Disc that they just are finished touring, are touring presently, question mark. And then at the very top of that set, we had Alabama Shakes with Another Life, their newest single in anticipation of an album, question mark? I hope so. I'm seeing them on Saturday. I'm super excited. Hopefully they play this song because I already love it. The last few songs that I'm going to play, I have four here because I couldn't decide. I keep moving the set list around and changing my mind. I think I have to play Tyler, the Creator, simply because that concert was probably one of the best produced concerts I've ever seen. I'm not going to get into too much detail because I fear I do not have the time. I've trapped myself in a box. I'm gnawing at the bars of my enclosure. Oh my God. But speaking of gnawing at the bars of my enclosure, shout out to Madot, who's listening in. Love you, you're so amazing. And Madot is also in the music industry and she's got an amazing position. So congratulations to Madot. But Tyler, the Creator, I'm gonna be playing Darling Eye. If you haven't seen the music video for this, you have to watch it. It is so good. Tyler, the Creator, always has insane creative direction, artistic vision. And this music video that just came out is exemplary of that, and the production of his live concerts. It also has AOD Bree in it, and I love AOD Bree. He posted something on his story and it was him and then the back of this woman, and I'm like, it's AO, it's AO. And then I watched the video and I'm like, it's AO. I got really excited about that. And I just needed everybody to know. And then we're going to finish things off with whatever time we have with the new Soft Cult and Wayside collab track, Can You See It? This came out at the end of July, so it's about a month and a bit old. But hopefully this means new music from Soft Cult soon. I wanted to see them this summer, but they had to cancel their Ottawa show, and that was the one that I had tickets for, so if you got a chance to see Soft Cult this summer, I'm jealous of you, but I saw them last summer, so I can't complain. Without further ado, Darling Eye by Tyler, the Creator, and Tizo Touchdown right here on The Mood with May. I'll catch you next week, and have a great rest of your day.
Whatever you do, don't ever tell no lover. If you don't mean it, don't tell us. Check.
Darling, I keep
falling.
Ready to drift, LaFerrara handle better and it's prettier. Feel safe in the grove, big boy when I drive. Love them all for different reasons at the same damn time. See, monogamy, that's not for me. One option for everybody, don't you lie to me. Too many rules, I'm too curious to try to be hiding things. Feel ashamed of the side of me, cause honestly, T is not perfect. So how can I get everything from one person? I'm at the altar, but I'm still searching. I'm only human, if it ain't work, things change. And nothing stay the same, I believe. Maybe letting go is a beautiful thing. Perfect for the time being, I ain't do nothing wrong. Life is short, but forever it's so damn long. I like a long time, I'm on my own time. I love this good old, I hit the gold mine. I'm thinking new crib, I'm thinking two kids. Until I get infatuated with a new... But when that gray hair finally come, at least I felt something if I ain't find the one. Nobody could fulfill me like this music does. So I'll be lonely with these Grammys when it's all said and done. Come on.
I keep falling.
Jesus.